And welcome to episode 6 of Just Being Honest with me, Eric Cristiano. How are you? How's everyone doing? How's your weekend? Or how was your weekend, should I say, right? How's your morning going so far? How's your afternoon, evening? How's work going? Or how did work go? Did you almost walk out, smash your boss's face off his desk before you came to your senses and realized you have to put food on the table? No, that didn't happen to you. All right, well, first off, let me mention, I wanted to say, if you'd like to talk about, if you would like me to talk about a specific topic and hear my thoughts about it, please feel free to just write in at justbeinghonestpodcast.com, and you'll get my take on whatever you're thinking of. Maybe I'll do it, maybe I won't. Another shout out I wanted to give to my listeners, of course, and those of you who are in Kansas that tune in. I'm not singling out, you know, I don't want to just sound like I'm singling out you guys, but I don't know what's sold out there, so it's cool that you guys are tuning in. And I've just noticed a lot more people are tuning in. It's cool, and I don't know why it's cool, but it is, right? Anyways, so this week I wanted to do like random thoughts. Not random thoughts. Random facts about me. Here are some random facts, I guess, right? No, not facts. I don't know. Just nonsense I thought of, and I decided to share with you. It's just pretty much useless knowledge, and maybe you'll possibly relate, or you'll think I'm just a madman. First off, I love YouTube, but I mean, of course, everybody loves YouTube. I mean, I could be on that. I could be on YouTube for seriously hours sometimes. Hours. It's where I get all my news. I binge watch music videos, or as many as random ridiculous videos until my eyes literally hurt and I have a headache. The other day I went on a crazy listen to Van Halen. I'll do that often. I'll go on a big music kick. I'll jump from the Doors to the Beatles to, Jay-Z, Smashing Pumpkins, Nas, J. Cole, Biggie, Wu-Tang, of course, Wu-Tang. All the old school stuff and new school, some rock, hip-hop, whatever. For that matter, I just love music. And I hate the fact that they actually have a thumbs down for music. Like official music? What is that? I don't know. I can't think of the name they use. What is it? Vivo, that's it. Official music videos. It just annoys me. If you don't like the song, just don't listen to it. I mean, I don't know, you know. It's like, I can't understand random video. I can understand random videos or, like, covers that are clearly bad. You know what I mean? It's like, really, 310 people put a thumbs down on a Van Halen song? That's 300 douchebags that shouldn't even have an opinion. It's like they could have wrote the song better and been as iconic as Van Halen. I'm just using them as an example. But you know what I mean. It's, I'm just being honest over here. What else? You know what else? This is super random. I like bubbles. Yeah. Is that weird? Nah. I really do, though. I like bubbles. And I can care less what you think about that. They're like snowflakes. They're all different. You get it. The fuck am I talking about? I don't even know why I'm telling you this information. But yeah, that just happened. Accept it and move on. I used to rap. A lot of my friends know about that. That's why I have all this, the microphone and the headphone. Well, actually, some of this stuff is upgraded, except the microphone. The microphone's still my good microphone. But, yeah, I used to hip hop. I used to rap. I went by Concept. And, I still do. I'll always write, you know, regardless, if that ever shook out, I'd want to be a writer. That's what I like to do. Write. Whether it's for like, I mean, I write for this show, obviously, you know, I write down, I'll write down like my talking topics. They're not always delivered the right way. but whatever, right? I'll write anything when it comes down to it. Lyrics, poems. Yeah, I said it, poems. Grow up, all right? Screenplays, whatever. Whatever I like, I just love to write. And I usually keep it old school with a pen and pad. I like that. But, if I'm out and about, I'll use my notes in my phone. You gotta write somewhere, right? Let me fix this. Hold on one second. This dang microphone. Okay. Is it in front of me? There we go. I've been singing a lot lately in my house. I've been randomly singing. Why? Yet again, I don't know. I've been randomly singing about cooking. Whatever I want to eat, whatever I'm about to make, I'll start cooking. And I'll start singing. And, yeah. Am I crazy? Have I lost my mind? I don't know. It's all right. Everybody always, I always say, too, how I'm such a movie buff, and I'll bring up something, a part of a movie to a friend. They'll have no idea what I'm talking about because they didn't see the movie. And it's because I need to pass the time at work by watching either movies or TV shows, or I would go insane because I'm staring at a computer screen the entire night. So if I didn't watch something else, I would either fall asleep, which I can't do, or I would just pretty much go insane. So yeah, I go on these big movie kicks, and what's it called? I'll catch up on all my TV shows. You know, you guys don't do that? You don't Netflix it up? No? You don't use Hulu? Or, what are they called? Amazon Fire? I don't know. What is it? Is that Amazon TV? Whatever it is? I use my Apple TV. Oh, I love it. Oh my God, who doesn't have an Apple TV? You're missing out. excuse me. What else? What else do I like to do? I like to, I like to do, DIY. You know, do it yourself. Love working with my hands. And, no, it's not because I'm cheap, if that's what you were going to say or thinking it. I genuinely enjoy building or fixing stuff. I think my next project is going to be building a coffee table. I need one desperately, and I'll get the wood, I'll cut it, stain it, varnish it, you get it. I'll make it look amazing. But I'm not sure what sort of style I want yet, so I'm going to workshop it a little bit more. But recently I changed, what did I do? I changed the locks on my doors, because my bottom, the handle part, I don't know, it just literally fell apart one day. So I was only able to use the top lock, which I didn't feel great about. I didn't love the fact that I only had one lock. I felt more secure with two locks, and I'm feeling better that I changed that. I fixed my toilet bowl. I don't know, something. The ring inside the back tank was, I guess, fucking gross and moldy or something. I have no idea. Who the hell knows how long? This is an old house. So who knows how long that seal has been in there? I went to Home Depot. Boom. Bought a seal. Bought the doorknob. I don't know. I bought something else. I don't know what else. I can't think. Shit. Well, it doesn't matter. But I changed that. Took like 30 seconds. No. It really took seriously like a minute, though. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, the seal that once the float goes up, it completely closes. Well, actually, no. It closes, and that's how the seal goes up. The water floats up and stops the float. I have no idea if I said that right at all. but you know, you should hopefully know what I'm talking about. It's basic household shit. Fixed that, done, feel good about it. Now my toilet bowl flushes without running for about a half hour before it actually stops. Now it runs for about a minute and then shuts off. Thank God. Very happy. I need a new microwave too. It's making the craziest sound I've ever, I don't know. And I have to hit it with my hand. Oh my God, with like right where the door is. So it's something, I don't know if the door's loose. I have no idea. And it's brand new. It's not even like I have cheap shit. I have all nice stuff in my house. And I don't know why that does that. My aunt, for my birthday, she just got me a French press. I don't know why. I'm such a weirdo. I always want odd things. And she just got it for me. So I actually have not given it a shot yet. Because I keep on using that that percolator thing or whatever. I don't know. That my other aunt got me. And, oh, shit, it makes such good coffee. I'm losing my goddamn mind. The French press. I haven't used it yet. I want to YouTube it first and check out. See? Back to YouTube. I use YouTube. That's another thing I use. I use YouTube. Well, no, this all goes together with YouTube. I pretty much use YouTube for everything, especially fixing shit. I mean, basic stuff, obviously, I don't need to use YouTube. I know how to do it. But I have saved myself literally thousands of dollars fixing my car on my own instead of bringing it to a mechanic. Nothing against. I mean, there are a lot of things I still can't do without using a mechanic. But if I don't need one, I buy the part. I'll YouTube it just to be, you know, sure if I could do it or not. And if it looks pretty simple, well, I'll 100% do it. And every time I do it, it works fine. What did I change? I changed the radiator thermostat, which, if anybody has ever done it before, it's really simple. But the first time I ever did it, I don't know, I guess I got excited to do it. So I drove my car to AutoZone, bought the piece, and came back. So now the car is hot. So as I unscrewed it, it started. If anybody, well, you know what, regardless, if it was cold or if it was cold or hot, if anybody knows, if you have ever changed the thermostat on your radiator by unscrewing those two bolts and then just pulling it open, you'll see the thermostat, and then you pop the thermostat in, out, and then switch it. It's pretty much just a seal that cracks around it, and that's why you'll get a leak. Anyways, it doesn't matter. That has nothing to do with it. I had the car hot though, and I took open the seal, and I felt that the tube itself was pretty hot. Why I kept on unscrewing these bolts, I have no idea. Yet again, first time doing it, so I was like, whatever. I'm sure it's fine. I take it off. It literally starts bubbling out, as anybody knows, because you're supposed to put a can underneath to catch all the antifreeze that's going to come out of it. Wait, am I antifreeze? Am I losing my mind? No, antifreeze, yeah. So it's bubbling out, got all of my hands, literally melted gloves that I had on, and I burnt the shit out of my hands. It sucked. So then the second time around, which is probably, I don't know, 2 years apart or something like that. Obviously left the car cold, I picked it up the day before the piece, and then I changed it the following morning, and bam. It still pumps out. That's why you still need to leave the can on like kind of wedged in a spot for when you open up when you take off the tube, the antifreeze is going to bubble out for sure. It's going to come pumping out. Cause that's where it runs through the tube. I'm explaining this horribly. It's all right. You get it. Who gives a fuck? Anyways. So yeah, right there. All right. So right there alone, I mean, the piece was cheap. I'm trying to think if I can guess. It was 20 or less for the thermostat, possibly 25. I really can't see it being any more than that. And so I changed it for $25. So let's just say $25. I changed it for $25. I guarantee if I would have brought it to a spot, that would at least charge me 50. You know, so right there I saved myself $50. Same thing with, all right, this is another good one with YouTube also specifically helped me, and my boy Jonathan, because I definitely wouldn't have been able to do it without my boy Jonathan. This was during Hurricane Sandy, actually. I wound up getting bad gas. So my fuel pumps. I have two fuel pumps in my car. I don't know if I've already said it before, but I have a 2007 Dodge Charger SRT8. Okay? Yes, I have said it before. It's a beast. So, anyways. I had to change both fuel pumps, right? If you turn the car on, if you pop up your back seat, that's where your fuel pumps are. If you pop up the back seat and just put the key in the ignition, you'll hear like a humming sound, something like that. And if you don't hear that, then you know your pumps are shot. So long story short, I popped it up, I listened for it, I didn't hear it, I knew that was the problem. So I call up, I don't want to throw him under the bus. I called up I called up basically a local, I'm trying to say it, it's not a mechanic, sort of the dealership. But not where I got it from.
Okay.
So like a Dodge dealership, but it wasn't Dodge. It doesn't matter. Okay. Anyway, I call them up. They tell me $1,700. I'm like, oh boy, here we go. You know, already the most extravagant price. And it just annoyed me. I immediately just hung up the phone. I didn't want to hear anything else. I just boom, and the moment he said $1,700. So clearly I was going to bring it to just either another shop, an actual mechanic shop, and see if I can get it for a lower price. But I was like, you know what? Let me look it up. So I think, you know what, though? My friend Jonathan, Jay, whatever, or Anthony, I think they both told me, check eBay and see if you could find fuel pumps that will fit your car and that has, you know, obviously the same or lower mileage on them. So I found the left one, and then I think it's the... Well, it doesn't matter. There's a left and right. So I found the left one for like $100, which seriously like 15,000 less mileage than my original my car had anyway, and then almost like a 10,000. The second one that I got was for $90, and it was for what was it? It was hold on. I don't want the screen to go black. Yeah. So, and it was like a 10,000 mileage, about roundabout the mileage for. So it doesn't matter. One was 15 less, and one was 10,000 less mileage than both of them anyway. So right there, I was getting better, and I heard that some of these places, some of these shops, they get them off of eBay anyway. So it's essentially I would buy the part that they would buy, and they're going to charge me an arm and a leg to put it in when I could buy it and put it in myself. So I spent $190 on these two fuel pumps, installed them with my friend Jay, and that was it. $190 from, mind you, this is a high price because of this dealership charges very high. But so yeah, from $1,700, it cost me $190. That's a win, people. That is a fucking win right there. Okay. Huge win. So take it from me and, do your research, man. You should really, anybody, girl or guy, you should definitely know how to work on your car. Small things, if semi-big things, if you can handle it, if you think you could change, let's try to think of something. I mean, even an alternator, it's really easy to change an alternator, actually, but a lot of people probably wouldn't know how to do it. Not a lot of people, but, I mean, common folk, I don't know. Anyway, it's ridiculously easy, and it would be really cheap too, because you go to like AutoZone, which AutoZone is awesome. I live and breathe AutoZone. You go there, you bring your alternator as the core, and right there you'll get like $30 off of the new one you're gonna buy. You could probably get, depending on what your car is, you know what? I'm gonna throw a random number out there, but I could be wrong. Anyway, from like $60 to $100, possibly cheaper, possibly more, but I don't think more. Maybe more, actually. Yeah, probably more. It doesn't matter. And then you just loosen the belt. You take off your old one. You put the new one back on. You tighten the belt system back up. Done. And if you bring it, I'm not really sure. I haven't brought a car to get an alternator changed in a long time, but you're gonna save. I this is common fucking knowledge. Of course, if you go to, if you do it yourself, a DIY situation, especially for a vehicle, you're gonna save money. But that's, I mean, I just wanted to give you the story of the fuel pumps because of how much I actually spent. Let's just say I even went to a fair mechanic, they're still going to charge me a guaranteed at least $500. I mean, that's for both fuel pumps and the labor. I mean, I can't imagine any shop going any lower than $500. So right there, you know, I'm still saving myself. You're always gonna save when you do it yourself. That's why. Also, I mean, when I wanted to build a coffee table, that's also because I actually appreciate and enjoy doing shit like that. I like crafting, and I know I could build a dope one that you would see in a furniture store. So, and even if I need help, boom, I will YouTube that bitch if I need to figure something out, or even just get an idea of what I want, because I'm gonna match the stain, obviously, to the furniture I have in the house. So I'm gonna buy the wood, like I said. I'll cut it. I'll put it together. I'll stain it. I don't know. I really have to figure it out. I have to look. Yeah. I'm really not sure. I have a couple of ideas of what I want to do. I don't know how fancy I want to get. I kind of wanted to do like a mini, sort of like a mini park bench style. Not park bench, like a park table. You know what I mean? I don't know. Like those wood pallets. I could do like three or four lined up side by side, like 2x4s. Yeah, like 4 2x4s side by side. Something like that length. Because it's not going to be big. I probably should have the measurement so you can get a fuller picture of it. But it doesn't matter. What else? All right, moving on. What the hell else did I want to talk about? Oh, God, the sun. You know, because I work the nights. I'm not even kidding. I had to go. Yeah, last week I told you I had to go to the DMV. And I'm not even kidding. The sun literally makes me like a little sick now, because I worked the night shift. Everybody knows, right, by now, if you've listened to pretty much any one of my shows, you know that I work the nights. So I'll wake up around 4. I still have a couple of hours of daylight, especially if I have to run out as soon as I wake up. So that, for some reason, it doesn't bother me as bad. But when it's like, if I go to sleep early and I wake up early and I have to go out and do something, especially like I said, when I had to go to the DMV, I'm not even kidding. The sun literally got me sick. Ugh, I don't know. I've just been working overnights for so long now that the daylight actually makes me feel a little nauseous. I don't know. I wish it wasn't the case, but it is. And look at that. We're coming up on that time. Yeah, it's about a half hour. I hope your weekend was awesome. And I hope the rest of your week goes good, too. It would suck if anything shitty happened. If something does happen and it's not life-threatening, pop on the show. Maybe you get some laughs. I wasn't trying to be funny this week. I don't know what to tell you. I can't be on all the time, people, all right? I'm not your goddamn puppet. I'm not your clown that you could just boss around and think that you can get away with all this shit. You realize, though, right, that I'm arguing with myself. These are the thoughts of a madman. No, but listen, okay. Follow me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. If you go to fadedconcept.podomatic.com to Podomatic's website, I have everything officially linked to that profile now. So the moment you get to that profile, you can see my Facebook. You could see my Twitter. I have PayPal set up, but I'm not asking for no handouts, all right? So keep your wallets in your pocket. I don't need no handouts. It just so happens to be there. Twitter's up. I don't think Instagram's there, which is annoying because Instagram can share to Twitter and Facebook, but you can't from Facebook. You can't share to Twitter or Instagram, and from Twitter you can't share to fucking Instagram or Facebook. So it's annoying. That pisses me off, and I really wish that I don't know why Instagram is, I don't know. So anyways, if you go to fadedconcept.podomatic.com, you can listen to all my episodes. Plus, you can listen to, the fuck am I talking about? You can listen to all my shows, and you can comment, follow, like, share, tell your friends, tell your grandmother, tell your sister, tell your aunt, tell your ex-boyfriend, tell your ex-girlfriend. Shoot him a text. Get yourself in trouble. I don't know. If you happen to run into a dilemma this week where you need a life-altering decision and you cannot make it, let me make it for you. And maybe I'll make the wrong choice and you'll live your life regretting ever listening to me. Or maybe I'll make the best choice and you'll thank me and you'll write me every single day, and then somehow I'll work out a deal where I'll get like 3% of your earnings for the rest of your life. We'll figure it out. It doesn't matter. We'll get to it. We're going to get to it all. Don't worry about it. Okay. Anyways, yet again, if you want to write in, it is justbeinghonestpodcast@gmail.com. If you would like to go to my Podomatic web page to get to Facebook, get to my my Twitter, and then even from there you could find the Instagram. It's pretty much everything's just Eric Cristiano anyway. Go to fadedconcept.podomatic.com. That's FADED. CONCEPT dot POD OMATIC dot COM. Did I really have this fake com? Okay. And all right, listen, that's enough. Enough is enough. The fuck am I doing? All right, have a good weekend. And that's the show, ladies and gentlemen. I will see you next Monday.